Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
All right, everyone. Good afternoon. Well, unfortunately, I'm here in Washington today instead of celebrating Veterans Day with the incredible veterans in our district and across the state and country. As a member of the House Rules Committee today, we begin the process in the House of Representatives that will finally end this shutdown madness. I honor our veterans today and every day, and we do that through the efforts of our staff. And one of the most fulfilling parts of this job is the casework, where we're able to cut through red tape and help veterans with the problems they might be having with the Veterans Affairs Committee. But especially today, coming to Washington to begin the end of the turmoil that has made these veterans' lives and the lives of millions of Americans harder for the last 40 days. For over 40 days, the American people have endured a completely unnecessary and entirely avoidable government shutdown. Now, that's not because Congress couldn't find common ground. It's because Senator Chuck Schumer and his allies, they turned governing into political theater. They chose performance over duty and outrage over outcomes. And from day one, the House of Representatives, we did our job. We passed clean funding. We passed Biden-era spending with no political gimmickry, with no policy add-ons, a straightforward measure to keep the government functioning while our appropriations process continued. It was a 52-day budget extension, essentially. And it's the same kind of measure that Congress passed repeatedly during the Biden years. And I voted for every single one of those CRs, despite the fact that I vehemently disagreed with President Biden's administration's agenda. It's because governing means putting country ahead of your own politics. You keep the lights on for the American people. And that's what responsible leadership looks like. But this time, the Senate Democrats refused to act responsibly with their duties. They saw an opportunity to score political points and to appease an angry faction within their own ranks. They decided to shut down the government, not out of principle, but to please the loudest voices on their far left. Now, let's be clear. This was not a debate over spending. This wasn't a policy disagreement. This was never about health care. It was an exercise in power, a stunt to divide, to distract, to delay. And while they were busy playing politics, the American people paid a hefty price, and it caused a lot of pain. And the hypocrisy is absolutely staggering. We have seen members of Congress standing outside food banks yelling about the fact that nutritional assistance was being interrupted by the shutdown. Then in the same very press conference, vowing to vote against ending the shutdown. They called it the Republican shutdown, but now they're angry and furious that the shutdown is ending. That's not leadership. That is hypocrisy at its very worst. And it's the reason that the American people are so cynical towards Congress in the political process. And meanwhile, real Americans have suffered consequences while political theater has run rampant. VA employees went without paychecks while still doing their job and taking care of our vets. Border agents and Coast Guard members, they missed paychecks while still serving the country. Families depending on SNAP and WIC, critical lifelines, were left wondering how they'd feed their kids and put food on the table. Our air traffic control, those controllers work without paychecks. They stretched an already small workforce thinner by the day, and they put pressure on a system that millions of us rely on for safety. And that's the real world cost of political games. Real people, not politicians, bore the burden, paid the price, felt the pain. Now, after weeks of pain and posturing, the Senate suddenly discovered a breakthrough. But let's be honest, this is the same bipartisan agreement that could have been passed 40 days ago. The only thing that changed was political timing. And the timing should not be lost on anyone. The deal started to materialize conveniently right after the elections last week ended. Now, that is not a coincidence, folks. This is a total political calculation. And also, to be clear, this was never a healthcare discussion. This was just another talking point and another distraction. We will and can have a full, honest, robust debate about healthcare during the annual appropriations process, which now we will get started with again. And that's where that discussion belongs. But this shutdown was about one thing, and that was power. It was about Chuck Schumer trying to hold the government hostage for his own power within his party and his own ambitions. If Democrats want to let angry fringe groups within their own party burn it down from the inside, that is their choice. But we are not going to let them hurt the American people any longer in the process. We are not going to let them hold anyone hostage in the name of their political chaos. And I want to thank one particular senator who, through this whole thing, and he's a Democrat, showed class, honesty, and was forthright every single step of the way. And that's Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, who has consistently, every single vote, stood up for what's right. He spoke plainly about the need to end this nonsense and pain. He said that he supports the Democratic position on healthcare, but he also supports funding the government and taking care of people, which we're obligated to do. What Senator Fetterman did is what courage looks like. And there needs to be more Senator Fettermans in the process, especially in the U.S. Senate, where they have these arcane filibuster rules. And as we take up this measure in the House Rules Committee today, we're doing what should have been done weeks ago, restoring order, reopening government, putting the country first, because that's what the American people expect and deserve. And to the veterans who have waited for benefits, to the workers who have missed paychecks, and to families who have worried about how to make ends meet, this should have never happened to you. You deserve better from your government than the politics that was thinly disguised as principle. So today we will start, tomorrow we will finish, and we will bring this shutdown and this ugly stain to an end. And we'll send a message loud and clear that governing is not performance art. It is responsibility. It's duty. It's country first. Because this was never a shutdown of government. It was a shutdown of common sense. And now I would be happy to take your questions. Can't be that shy.
Congressman, it's Maki Becker with Channel 7 News in Buffalo. I wanted to ask what happens now to your energy choice bill. Can it still happen? Or?
Absolutely. Now the government gets turned back on. This was a delay to the Energy Choice Act. The Energy Choice Act was supposed to be marked up in committee on October 21st. And by markup, it means open for amendments and allowed to go to the House floor after it reports out of committee. So at the earliest possible committee markup, which I expect will be perhaps even next week, we will get that reported out so it's eligible for a floor vote. And I've been working throughout this process, communicating with our majority leader who sets the floor calendar as to why this is so urgent for the people of New York, but also, you know, people in other parts of the country. But the timeline is on us here in New York. So I haven't stopped working through this process. We have been reaching out to other offices. I'm proud to report that the bill now has 120 co-sponsors, which is a pretty remarkable number for something that only really has the net effect of a couple states directly. But we have taken the message of this bill, what it will achieve across the whole country. We're reaching out to Democrats. Many might not co-sponsor the bill, but I expect we're going to get a lot more Democratic votes on the floor than people think. So we're full speed ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Congressman, this is Jamie DeLine from News 10 in Albany.
Hello,
so
Jamie.
Just to be clear, do you expect a vote to reopen the government tomorrow in the House of Representatives?
I do. The House Rules Committee will deliberate tonight, which allows for the rules of debate for this bill to proceed. And then members have been advised that votes will be sometime after 4 o'clock tomorrow. So I think by the time the night falls, we should have finality on this and have a bill that President Trump can sign into law formally ending this shutdown.
So lawmakers will have enough time to return to Washington if they leave tonight?
Everyone was put on alert yesterday that they should start making their way towards Washington. And I have Rules Committee today, and I came yesterday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Congressman Tom Puckett from WBEN in Buffalo. Following up on the choice matter, the energy choice matter, New York's going to take that effect in about 6 weeks. How quickly can this energy choice bill make it through the House after the shutdown is over and you're back in business?
Well, as I told Mackey, we will have it on the agenda at the first markup of the Energy and Commerce Committee. I have a meeting with the Energy and Commerce Committee tomorrow to find out exactly when that markup will be. And then it will be eligible once it's reported out of committee for floor action. So I think this could move relatively quickly here, hopefully, God willing, before Thanksgiving. But that's only speculation. We'll be out of committee by Thanksgiving and then hopefully on the agenda for the floor. And, you know, we're in regular communication with our counterparts in the Senate, but also at the White House.
All righty. Thank you.
Any other questions? You guys are very polite today. Okay, everyone. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.